The University of Southern California Trojans are one win away from making football history. A victory over the Texas Longhorns in tomorrow's Rose Bowl would make SC the first team to ever win three consecutive Division I football titles. Nancy Greenlease of member station KUNC reports from Los Angeles.
To get a fix on USC's extraordinary team, don't ask the team's players. They're prone to rattling off self-effacing cliches. Instead, turn to one of the opposing players, the University of Texas's linebacker, Rashad Bobineau.
Watching the game film, looking at him like, this is a highlight tape. This is not a game film, you know. Watching Reggie Bush jump over people, Matt Lino squeezing him through the holes. Man, I see why they're the number one in the nation.
Not once, but twice, and narrowing in on a third. The boys from L.A. have almost finished writing a script worthy of a buddy film, starring Bush, the Heisman Trophy-winning running back, and last year's Heisman Trophy winner, quarterback Matt Leinart.
We just have that confidence in each other, and I think that's what, you know, successful teams have. And we just have fun on the football field. We're in the huddle joking around. We're in the huddle, you know, Notre Dame, 4th and 9, and we're just, you know, we're probably as relaxed as you can be.
On that play, Leinart threw a 61-yard pass down the sideline, setting up the run that saved USC's undefeated season.
Leinart sneaks towards the goal line. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, USC! With 3 seconds to go, Matt Leinart has scored, and the Trojans will win the ballgame.
Leinart surprised many when he skipped last year's NFL draft to finish his senior year. Former Nebraska coach Tom Osborne says having such a seasoned player makes a three-peat possible.
The odds are pretty good. USC wouldn't be where they are today if Leinart had decided to turn professional last year.
Nebraska, under Osborne, won twice in a row in the 90s, but couldn't nail the third with an inexperienced quarterback. Other football icons, including Oklahoma, Notre Dame, and Alabama, have failed to three-peat. The task today is especially daunting because scholarship limits prevent teams from stockpiling players. Also, Osborne says the bowl championship series ranks teams and selects opponents for bowl games. That's balanced the playing field.
Back in the 60s, Bear Bryant was always quite often in the driver's seat. After 5 or 6 games, somebody would try to get Alabama locked into their bowl game. And then many times they kind of let Bear pick his opponent.
On a practice field at USC, players are doing footwork drills in the pouring rain before 100 family members and friends. Jokes fly as often as footballs. That's part of this team's style. On Halloween, running back Lendale White gave an on-campus performance more worthy of an Oscar than a Heisman. He berated Coach Pete Carroll, stormed off the field, and jumped off a nearby building. Or at least that's what horrified players and reporters thought. White says it was actually a dummy dressed in his number 21 jersey that took the fall.
All I heard was, I heard a lot of that. And, you know, and I was laying down on the roof. I heard a couple people just getting mad. And once I got off the roof, a couple people came over and hugged me. I'm like, don't scare me like that ever again.
It was Coach Pete Carroll who arranged the prank. He says humor creates a strong bond among the players, and it's a release from rigid game preparation.
We have a way that we do things that, and we've been consistent. We don't change, you know, we don't alter our schedule to whom we're playing or what the game is away or at home or any of that kind of stuff. We just do what we do.
Playing in Pasadena, not far from the USC campus, might help the Trojans accomplish what no other team has done. But they'll first have to get by an undefeated and hungry Texas team. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Greenlease in Los Angeles.